Joey Quinones of the Sinceres with a solo song from a forthcoming 45 on the venerable Cleveland soul label Coal Mine. That was Don't Let Go. You're tuned into 101.5 UMFM. I'm Michael Elves. This is the time which you would normally hear Democracy Now! Over the noon hour. However, it is Pledgerama 2026, and we are in the midst of achieving our fundraising goal. The goal is $34,000. We're at $13,267.70, I believe. I think that's the up-to-date total. I'll have to get Jared to give me a new total at some point. But yeah, we are trying to raise $34,000 by Friday at 8 p.m. And we're well on the way, but we could use your support. If you like what you hear, if you're normally a Democracy Now! Listener, I will recommend go to democracynow.org. That's O-R-G. You can stream each day's episode there, or you can listen to it earlier in the day on CKUW. They also broadcast Democracy Now! Certainly, I view them as a sister station, not as competition. This is a large community, and there is room enough for both of us on the airwaves. And certainly, I think it's a vital thing to have two campus stations in this city supporting the arts and culture scene. Speaking of the arts and culture scene, it's something that we do, promoting a lot of bands that are coming through town to local venues throughout the course of the year. And I wanted to focus on the Park Theater. They're included as one of our partner venues on the Golden Guest List. And so at the $150 level, if you pledge $150, you get one entry into the Golden Guest List draw. At the $250 level, you get three entries into the Golden Guest List draw. And basically what this is, you and a guest to go to shows throughout the year. It will more than pay for itself over the course of the year. One of the shows that's coming up at the Park Theater that I'm very excited about is Tenatuan. This is the Touareg guitarist group, and they have a new record called Hogar. I'm going to play you a track from Hogar. It is the one featuring Jose Gonzalez, who is an incredible artist in his own right. I actually saw Jose Gonzalez years ago at the Park Theater. This is Imidiwan Takayam. This is Tenatuan here on 101.5 UMFM. Give us a call, 204-746-6610. Make a pledge.
Somos navegando bajo el mismo sol. استعمري انتهت ما نلندر الاستعمار انتهت ما نلندر
ديني وانتقيا
زانم من الدنيا تتايد هالدنيا تتايد فليت الردار
بيدي وانت قيادا ودوضا فلاوان بيدي وانت قيادا
There is something for everyone at Black Market Provisions, including food options for vegans, vegetarians, and even some great gluten-free choices. Make sure to add one of their world-famous sweet treats like their dark chocolate sea salt cookies to your order. Owned by couple Angela and Alana, Black Market Provisions is located at 550 Osborne Street. Can order online for next day pickup or delivery from Tuesday to Saturday. Visit their website at blackmarketwpg.ca to place an order online today.
Hey, that's Venus Envy's Terry Stevens doing the ad read for that ad. You can check out her show Thursday night at 8 p.m. Long-running program that focuses on FemCon and non-binary artists, and it is a fantastic show. Terry has been a part of this radio community for decades and is an integral part of what makes this scene so great and which makes this this radio station so vital. And it's Pledgerama time, and this is a good time to reward that effort that Terry makes on a weekly basis. 204-474-6610, the number to call to make a pledge. umfm.com/donate to pledge online. You can specify if you're going to support something like Venus Envy. A lot of shows have their own incentives lined up. I know Corbin Friesen, who hosts Post Everything later this afternoon, has some entry levels for his own show, including, I think, a chance to guest host Post Everything. There's all sorts of opportunities and extras over and above the station incentives, but the station incentives aren't even everything the station offers, because we've got all these bonus draws. At the $50 level, there's a daily draw for a pair of passes to Big Sun. This is a festival taking place at Boone Park on July 31st and August 1st. Two-day extravaganza of music and games and fun. And every day, if you pledge $50 or more, I mean, you only have to pledge $50 once to be entered in that day's draw, but every day we're doing a draw for a pair of passes. I mean, if you want to pledge more than once, have at it. Give us a call, 204-474-6610. At the $75 level, we've got a daily Sukrum's Drives Pack. That is a whole bunch of swag from our friends down at Sukrum's on Warsaw Avenue, and we do a monthly event with them called Sunday Sessional, featuring a UMFM DJ and a couple of local artists. We've had some great ones in the past. We have some great ones cooked up for the future. But they have some sweet swag of their own. We've got a daily prize pack and then a grand prize from Sukrum's that is a private brewery tour and tasting for you and up to 20 friends, after which you leave with a gift certificate good for a keg of your choice. At the 101.5 level, that's $101.50. Anyone who donates at that level or above gets entered into the Festival Express. This winner receives a pair of festival passes complete with camping, five summer festivals, plus a whole bunch of other festivals. So this prize has grown and is worth so much more than $101.50. I cannot, it's mathematically impossible to put a a value on this festival. So you get Prairie Wind, Fire and Water, Trout Forest, Whoop and Holler, and Harvest Moon. So there's your summer into fall. Plus you've got Big Sun, July 31st and August 1st. You've got the Burt Block Party, SOS Fest, Send and Receive Festival, and Winterruption. That's next January. Your next year is basically covered. And that is, someone's going to win all of that. And that's only for pledging $101.50. Now, certainly that's a significant chunk of change, but you can make installment plans. You can pay it over time. We are accommodating people here at UMFM, and we will find a way to get whatever money you have available. And honestly, if you don't have enough to make the incentive levels, or if you don't have enough off the hop, we'll figure out a way to make it work for you. Any money that comes into the station helps us achieve our goal of $34,000. You can visit umfm.com/donate to pay by check, by cash. You can drop it off here at the office during the office hours. You can pay by credit card. You can pay by e-transfer. We try to make it easy on you, and we try to continue to bring you the great music and talk programming that you know and love throughout the year. Speaking of talk program, in a few minutes, I'm going to be talking to Quinn Green about a TV series that he has produced. He's been a past guest on my show talking about the Winnipeg Jazz Orchestra, where he performed as the Grinch during one of their Christmas concerts. But yeah, we're going to talk to him in a few minutes about what he's got cooked up. Over the course of this week on Democracy Now!'s time slot, I'm going to be hosting and getting different guests on to talk about a bunch of different things. Tomorrow, singer-songwriter Ray Spoon is going to be joining me live in studio ahead of their show at the West End Cultural Center. They're touring on the strength of their new record, Assigned Country Singer at Birth. And we've got some more great stuff. We're going to be talking to a couple UMFM podcasters later in the week. That's right. UMFM has podcasts in addition to radio shows. And we will kind of get into that as we go along. But in the meantime, I'm going to play you a track from past UMFM volunteer, past UMFM board member, T. Nautilus, sending this out to his folks who made a pledge last night and requested something from him. Here is one of his new singles. This is Wholesome here on 101.5 UMFM.
What do you see? I'm a monster at a lottery, taking chances. What do you want? Oh, she tipped the spoke, tipped the boat down on the back of my neck. No wrong dances. Wholesome feels on a platter. Take your time. Make my pancake batter. So if the seal, we'll see wrong. I just kinda want a home. What do you see? She's the and I cannot breathe. Keeps me under. What do you want? Oh, she timidly broke her bones on the back of her neck. Makes me wonder. Up and say that this shit don't matter.
Empanadas Ilegales with Gerbere from their most recent record. They're going to be playing Winnipeg Folk Festival. I spoke to them last year when they released that record. I cannot wait to see them play at Birds Hill Park this summer. That's something I have to wait for, but something I don't have to wait for is the debut of Geekopolis with my guest Quinn Green. Welcome to the show, Quinn.
Oh, thanks so much for having me, Michael.
As I teased, I've talked to you in the past when you were, you know, performing as the Grinch with the Winnipeg Jazz Orchestra. This is something entirely different.
Yeah, this is a whole different venture. I mean, you know, there's a lot of people who are geeks about Christmas, but this is taking that love of that geekdom to a different level. It's a TV show with Bell 5 TV One. It is a series that is a deep dive into geek culture in Manitoba. So we have an episode on LARPing, Apocalypse LARPs. We have an episode on the Manitoba Lego Users Group, who are excellent. River City Sabres, who teach martial arts with lightsabers. Chip Damage, who do video game fighting tournaments. All sorts of folks.
Lego Users? Is there a specific... Like,
yeah.
Why users? Is there something specific about like that word choice? It feels like a very...
Yeah, yeah. I know. I'm not too sure why, but I think it's because the acronym is LUG, and they just like calling, like, it's called MB LUG. There's official Lego users groups all across the world. It's an official designation by Lego.
Okay.
So there's, you know, there'd be like a New York LUG, there's a Manitoba LUG, there's a Saskatoon LUG. Toronto, everywhere. So yeah, it's a funny word for sure, but man, they love Lego. They do some cool stuff. They even built a Lego version of, you know, the old arena that used to be by Polo Park.
Oh yeah.
They built a Lego version of that. They've got Dancing Gabe in there. They got the trough in there. If people remember the trough, it's pretty great.
That is amazing. I've seen, as a baseball fan, my algorithm is very tuned to, you know, my baseball fandom. And so I'll get like Lego recreations of ballparks. And so I imagine it's on that level of like detail of like, you know, the concourse, and here's like, you know, old Yankee Stadium with like the little memorial in the garden in the outfield and stuff. And I'm sure getting the trough and Dancing Gabe and stuff. I wonder if they have the organist. That was my French teacher.
Oh, really? That's amazing. See, and that's so funny because Scott Templeton, who sort of he's the official Lego ambassador for the Manitoba LUG, he gets commissions from people who are like, they're like, oh, we've seen the arena. You got to add in this. You got to end my husband who was here. I mean, he's got all the white jerseys. He even had a custom printed Lego picture of the Queen made.
Hanging from the rafters.
So he has that in there. I think he has some of the classic jerseys, but people will email him and say, hey, you know what? To make it accurate, you got to have this. So I'll take a look at the footage, but I'm almost 100% sure he's got that organist in there.
Shout out Mr. Little. We used to go visit him. We thought it was the coolest thing. He had like as the kids would say, the biggest aura, because he was the organist at the games, and it was like the best thing a teacher could do in the outside world. Is this kind of like the, like, you got to eat here? Like, you're the, like, host who, like, doesn't know necessarily everything about the world that you're going to visit and like, taking us on a tour, kind of? Is that the, like, sort of structure?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. You live vicariously through me as the host of the show. You know, I'm a big fan of all of these things, but, you know, I've never professionally or swung a lightsaber for, like, the River City Sabres took me through a class. What is it like to go to a class to learn how to use a lightsaber like it was a kendo sword, to square off with some of these frankly really professional and really cool lightsaber artists? You know, I went to one of the Lego users meetings and met up with everybody, and they showed me all their cool displays and custom builds. We went out to do an Apocalypse LARP. So LARP stands for live action role playing, and it's, so think of Mad Max, think of like Fallout, all these like Apocalypse franchises. Mm-hmm. This group gets together. There's 200 people. They go out to this 40-acre property in La Broquerie, and they swing swords at each other and shoot darts at each other for a weekend and have all these crazy... There's little towns built out there. So I went out there with them and got a crash course in what it means to be a part of this Apocalypse LARP. And I did burlesque for the first time with the Prairie Divas, local burlesque group, which was very eye-opening. So yeah, that's the conceit, is through me you learn you know, how, who these people are, why they're so passionate about their geekdom, and how you can join in with the fun. If you, you know, if you love any of these things, you could do burlesque tomorrow. The Prairie Divas are always looking for new, awesome people. You could join in with the Lego users group because they'd love to have you.
So this is meant to be like a gateway rather than like a...
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, folks don't know this. We're doing this on the radio, of course, but you and I are on a Zoom call, and I can see the Eye of Sauron over your shoulder there. So, like, your own geekdom is visible to me right now. But, like, what led you to this project?
Well, you know, I just really love the communities that I've built over the years and all of my friends. You know, I have a theater community of theater geeks who we love. I'm actually in the D&D improv show at the Fringe this year for the first time. And if you've never been to that, that's geekdom to a next level. You know, I have my film nerds that I hang around with. I play Dungeons and Dragons. I've had buddies I've played with since we were kids, you know. So, you know, that I think part of the show is that for me, I found a lot of my dearest friends over, you know, the course of my life through all these passions that I have, through things that I love. And I know that it sometimes it can feel like if you're a geek or if you, you know, you do think some of these things can feel isolating. But now more than ever, there are so many people out there who just want to get together and celebrate these things they love and find a community. So if you're ever thinking like, oh man, I love doing these things, but I'd like to, you know, I'd like to meet people and make connections. There's people who have fallen in love and gotten married through the Lego users group or through burlesque or, you know, all of these scenes. So yeah, I think part of it was I wanted to share that there's somewhere out there for everyone and that what you love can lead to some of the greatest friendships of your life. And just having, you know, these are some of the most amazing things you can do. Going to a Prairie Divas show at the Park Theater is like next level, world class. You're seeing a show that you would never see anywhere else. Going out to La Brokerie with 200 people and like being part of the apocalypse for a weekend is like, it's something you'd never think to experience. And it's happening all here in Manitoba.
So you talk about people finding this. How did you find these groups for this program?
Well, part of it is, you know, I'm working with Jeff Newman at Newman Films and Kim Bell from Bell 5 TV 1. We actually did this series a number of years ago, where we kind of explored some of these same communities. And so when we started putting the show together, you know, we're going, what is the most exciting, interesting, what are the things that are happening here in Manitoba? I knew about one of the group, Frontier Events, the LARP group, because I'd seen them at a local event. And then some of these other groups, like I knew the Lego users was out there because I met one of them years ago. I obviously love Lego. So I was like, hey, how can I get in on this? So some of it is through word of mouth and connecting with these people. Some of it is research through the show. I knew there was a thriving burlesque scene. I've been to a couple of the shows. So I was like, who's the best and brightest out here who just like seemed like a bunch of wonderful people. And that's how I met, Megan Funk at Prairie Diva. So a lot of it was just putting myself out there and exploring. And you know what, honestly, it wasn't that hard to find. There's so many cool folks doing cool things here in Manitoba. It's pretty wild.
Generally, were people on board with kind of you bringing a camera and exploring their scene? Like, did you have any kind of like reticence or pushback at all?
Well, I think that's, yeah, the part of the show. I mean, you know, again, some of these scenes can be pretty vulnerable. You know, burlesque is a vulnerable scene. You're really putting yourself out there. With LARP, you'd think, you know, like, a lot of folks would be like, do I want people coming to my Dungeons and Dragons campaign where I'm being really silly and free with my friends and showcase that? So when we're going out to meet people who are doing some live action role playing, they're all in cosplay, you know, they're geared right up. And some of them I think are a little nervous at first, but the whole point of the show is, you know, I get in there. I absolutely love what I'm doing. I, you know, obviously I talk with everybody and get them pumped up and let them know that what I'm doing is because I love what they're doing, that I want to showcase how much they're passionate and how I think it's super cool. Cause I do, I think it's amazing. So, you know, I might walk in with a few people who have some nerves. And then like we went to a Chip Damage video game tournament. We showed up and a few people were nervous. By the end of it, it was like everybody was cheering. They were super into it. They were like, they were talking about rivalries and beaking at each other on camera. And, you know, I think part of it is just showing them that I want to showcase how cool they are and how much they love what they do and share that love with the world. And seems to get them all on board, which is super fun.
So you're the host. Do you also like kind of have like a producer role? Like, are you kind of thinking like, when you go into one of these groups, you're like, this is the person I want to get on camera. This is a character that I need to like showcase. Like, this is the person who's going to sell this community.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So yeah, part of the process. So I write the show as well as host the show. Okay. I co-directed it with Jeff. And then I helped with the edit on the back with the story edit. So yeah, it's all about, you know, when you're making those connections again, I've met a couple of the folks through, you know, through here and there. And there's some people you're like, all right, this guy's the Lake Scott Templeton is the Lego ambassador. He's been on all kinds of news shows. This guy's the right guy to talk about that group. Other ones, you know, we sat down, we had an interview, sort of a pre-interview, and then realizing, okay, who would be the best person? And they usually point me in the right direction. But, you know, again, it's not too hard to see the folks who are like really, really excited and passionate about it. They really stand out. Like Luke Thiessen, he's sort of the leader of the Frontier Events group, the LARP group, and he's just an amazing guy. He's just like, he gets out there, he role plays with all of his folks, he runs the whole event. I mean, and this is a huge, massive 200-person event. He puts in hours and hours of work, and you can just feel that love and energy out there on the field. You know, it's amazing. It's amazing. And but it's a process for sure.
So it's a 6-part series. Like, is this something where you think you'll return to it? Like and explore like other communities? Like, do you see this as like having legs in terms of like future seasons essentially?
Yeah. I mean, I would absolutely love to, you know, again, there's just so much to explore. There's some international things that would be amazing. I'm a big comic book convention guy, but then there's like 1,000 group events, LARP events out in like Norway and stuff. But locally, there's still so many amazing folks. We have one of the largest Indiana Jones memorabilia museums in the world here in Manitoba, which is pretty rad. So that would be a cool episode. We have, you know, the reptile farm out way out. I forget exactly where it is, but, you know, I'd always wanted to meet an alligator. I would love to check that out. Even something like the Narcissus snake pits, if you're a big animal lover, like, you know, there's the C4 Comic Con every year. There's on and on and on. There's so many amazing phenomena and events that I would love to showcase and just show people that, you know, there's these things happening right outside their door. You don't have to go and travel somewhere else. It's right here where you can find something fun to do on a weekend, or you can find a community that'll last you a lifetime.
Yeah, there's like the folks who dress as like the Ghostbusters. One of our former volunteers actually was involved with that, and so I see it pop up on his social media every now and then, and like they, you know, like dress in the full garb and go out and do events and drive up in the Ecto-1 and stuff like that, and I'm like, yeah, that feels like something that could end up on Geekopolis for sure. So you got a live Absolutely. Screening coming up this week.
Yeah. So it's tomorrow night at the Park Theater. We actually just sold out the event. So it's
congratulations.
It's sold out, which is great. There's still some tickets on the wait list potentially, but it's going to be a big, fun night. We're going to have a live action demonstration. We're going to have Frontier Events is doing a LARP demonstration. We'll have a little bit of burlesque by Prairie Diva and Heather Witherden. And then we're going to have the River City Sabres come out and do a lightsaber battle, as well as showing all the episodes. And you can come and enjoy, obviously, the amazing Park Theater. Chip Damage, our video game folks, are going to set up some retro video game terminals so you can duke it out with some video games during intermission. It's going to be a lot of fun.
It's funny you mentioned that. I brought in my N64 to the station during the pledge week with, you know, NHL 99 and a few other games for folks who are, you know, volunteering and handling the phones and stuff. So if folks are wanting to do that, and if you want to make your pledge in person at the station, come down, you can play some retro gaming too. So if it's sold out, that means obviously if you didn't get tickets, you can't see it at the park, but where can you see it?
Well, you can see all 6 episodes right now on Bell 5 TV 1. You know, if you have Bell, you can check them out anytime. And, you know, we've got our socials, geekopolis.tv, and check us out online, and we'll be sharing clips and things. So, yeah, you know, this is something I would love to do for years to come. And I just, you know, I love all of these scenes, and I love all of these folks. And I really hope that people can check out the show and have a lot of fun with it.
Awesome. Well, on the similar topic, I'm gonna play John Batiste just dropped his version of a track from Legend of Ocarina, and so I imagine classic. There's some people who are going to be into this version of Song of Storms. We'll play that to follow you out here, Quinn. Best of luck with the event tomorrow. Congrats on the release of the series, and thanks for joining me on the program.
Thank you so much, Michael. I appreciate it, and yeah, I always love being on.
This wonderful. Take care.
Take care.
Song of Storms.
John Batiste, Josh Harmon, Song of Storms from Legend of Ocarina. My thanks to Quinn Green for joining me on the program. You tuned into 101.5 UMFM. This is normally Democracy Now. However, it is Pledgerama 2026. We are trying to raise $34,000 before Friday at 8 p.m. We're well on our way. Over $13,000 raised over the weekend, and we have a full work week to get to work and raise the remaining $21,000. My math is not my strong suit. I'm an arts guy. But we are well on the way. You can give us a call, 204-474-6610. Smooth operator standing by to take your call, to take your pledge. Or you can visit umfm.com/donate to pledge online. You can pay by credit card. You can pay by e-transfer. There's a variety of ways to pay. Ultimately, it all goes towards the station operations. We've got some exciting stuff we are hoping to put the money towards, including new DJ gear. If you listen to the program that airs after mine on Friday nights, that's Free Range. Thank God it's Free Range. After 8 Radio and a couple others sometimes schlep in all of their DJ gear to work the turntables and do the live mixes. I am sure Kai would like to retire his little wagon and just have the gear here, and certainly the turntables that we have, they're, you know, Tech 12s last forever, but the software to run a lot of the DJ mixing tools, you know, could use an upgrade, and that's certainly something that we're looking to put the money towards. If you enjoy live mixing and the art of turntablism, that's something that you might want to support. But ultimately, there's a variety of things we do at the station, and that's one of the things I'm going to be focusing on over the course of these noon hours, over the course of the week, the different things that we do. Promoting arts and culture in this city is a very important thing. It's near and dear to my heart. Talking to people like Quinn and embracing and amplifying what they do to share the arts and culture scene in this city is pretty important to me. Sharing good music is a big thing, and celebrating artists who are not on big playlists. One of the things about this station, Freeform, the programmers, the show that's coming up next, the Weekly Wilers, they choose what they play. The show after them chooses what they play. I'm the program director. I help triage in terms of receiving music, and we get a lot of different music from a lot of different artists and labels and promoters. But ultimately, they make the decision as to kind of what they gravitate towards. And so not acting as a gatekeeper, but as a librarian and amplifier is kind of our biggest goal as music lovers here at the station. I want to focus in this next set on some independent Canadian artists. I have a new R&B single from the artist Love, and that's L-O-V, from Quebec, Fleur de Peau, and then formerly from Winnipeg, Jody Glenham, who now calls BC her home. She has a new EP out. That is this set. You can give me a call at 204-474-6610, or rather you can call the Smooth Operators. I'm on air. I'll answer the phones afterwards. I'll be on the phones at 1 p.m., but until 1 p.m., I'm here in the booth reminding you to visit us at umfm.com/donate to make a pledge online. And to get those incentives, we got great incentives. You should check them out on our Friends of UMFM Instagram page. There's some of the Brady Freeze's great iconography and imagery. Check it out there.
Sweet heart, my solitude, baby. Got me low-key feeling you. Got attitude, asking all the questions don't have answers to. Like, can I learn you? Can I feel you? Can I love you, baby? Can you, baby? Can you, baby? Oh, can you, baby? Can you, baby? Can you
love it when I call you Big Pop? Number one fan, no shocker. I love it when you call me on the weekend. Show me who you are through the seasons. You're brighter than the stars, you be shining. The way you make me laugh got me smiling. Always gonna make time for you.
Always gonna make time for you.
Sweeter than my solitude, baby. Got me low-key feeling you. Try to win me over, I got attitude. And all the questions don't have answers to. Like, how can I feel you? Me in the car, car shotgun, driving downtown every green light. Something about you just feels right. I love the way you say my name. I love the way you say my name.
Sweeter than my solitude, baby. Got me low-key feeling you.
Trying to win me over, I got attitude.
Asking all the questions, don't have answers to.
Les arbres filtrent.
101.5 UMFM. I'm Michael Ells, PD, Program Director here at the station and host of Thank God It's Free Range Fridays from 6:30 to 8 p.m. We started Pledgerama on my show on Friday. Our goal was $34,000. We're $13,292.70 currently, if that is the most up-to-date total. Thank you to everyone who has pledged so far. Pledgerama runs until the end of my show this Friday at 8 p.m. I will mention that I have a live session and interview that I recorded yesterday with Arderi, a local band of high school kids. And I have an interview with Brass Camel, a BC psych band who are going to be touring and coming to Winnipeg next week. That'll be on this show. Hopefully at that point, we will have surpassed our goal of $34,000. You can help us get there by calling 204-474-6610 or visiting umfm.com/donate to pledge online. We just heard former Winnipegger Jody Glenham with Good Fruit. Glenham now calls Vancouver home. She just released this EP called Still Here. We heard Fleur de Peau from Quebec with Je Veux Toi off of Parachute. And we started that set off with Can I from an artist named Love. And that's spelled L-O-V, all capitalized. Really cool throwback kind of soul to that sound. Thanks to my friend Kerry who sent me that one. We have time for a couple more songs before we hand things over to the Weekly Wilers. Normally, you'd be hearing Democracy Now! In this time slot, and certainly I can appreciate if you are a fan of Democracy Now! That you want to hear it back on the air. It's this 1 week a year that we do this. We preempt all of our syndicated programs, all our tech programs, and we remind you why it's important to pledge, how you can pledge, and what that goes into. So for next week, Monday, it will return. Amy Goodman will be the one talking during this time slot instead of me. I get it. I'm kind of tired of hearing myself at this point, and particularly tired of saying umfm.com/donate and 204-474-6610. I think I could say all of that in my sleep at this point, but it's important. This helps. It's 15% of our overall operating budget, and it helps us achieve our goals and station operations throughout the year. We put that money to good use, but you also get something in return. We've got a whole bunch of great incentives starting at the $25 level and going up many, many levels. We've got a $25 level that includes buttons, stickers, magnet, and an enamel pin. At the $50 level, we've got a new coffee mug. At the $75 level, we have your choice of one of two t-shirts. That's right, two different t-shirts. We always get a different artist to do a design for the campaign each year. And Brady Freeze did it for this year, and he came up with so many different cool designs, we couldn't pick one. We decided on two. We've got a three-eyed tiger and one we're calling Radio Town, which features, I think it's a pigeon in a backwards baseball cap. That's my guess. That's what I think that bird is. I'm not an ornithologist, though. You can see those on our Instagram at FriendsyUMFM, or if you go to umfm.com/donate/incentives, you can see images of the shirts. We've got a long sleeve. We've got a hoodie. There are a bunch of different incentives. And new this year, we have a UMFM Bluetooth speaker. This is available for any donation of $275 and above. It's really sweet. You can charge your phone on the top of it and play music, play the station, play whatever music you want. I mean, we're big music fans. Speaking of big music fans, we're excited to have tomorrow Ray Spoon coming in to play live on air and sitting down for an interview talking about the new record, Assigned Country Singer at Birth. Ray's in town for a couple days. They're going to be playing at the West End Cultural Center on Wednesday, joined by locals Carrie Latimer, who was in for Planet Mainstage and sitting down with Jeff Robson, honoring John Prentice. Speaking of honoring John Prentice, you can make a pledge to specific shows, but you can also make pledges in memory of specific show hosts. And certainly, if you want to... if you're a fan of Carry Latimer, if you're a fan of folk and roots music, Planet Mainstage was a fixture on this show, a station, and in this community. So you can make a pledge that way. Carry Latimer and Tofu Smell, who has played UMFM Sunday Sessional in the past. I know Reem, who does her show on Fridays, is a huge fan of Tofu Smell and excited about that new record. And we're hoping to get Tofu Smell in for a live session in the near future. That said, we will have Ray Spoon in studio tomorrow at noon playing some songs, but we're going to give you a little taste of the record, Assigned Country Singer at Birth, before we wrap things up and hand it over to the Weekly Wilers. I've got the track Country Music Breaks My Heart, and then if we got time to squeeze in one more track, Willie Nelson. Speaking of country music, breaking your heart, this guy has been making music that breaks your heart for decades. 92 years old, still going strong. There's a new single from Willie called Dream Chaser. We will try to squeeze that one in. 204-474-6610, the number to call. Thank you to those who have pledged so far. Thank you in advance to those yet to call.
When I was 12 years old, I wrote my first song.
At me, I almost didn't recognize. Wasn't I just a kid moving to Tennessee with an old guitar and eyes full of stars, chasing a crazy dream? Seems vanished right before my eyes. You may not understand it, why we live with the sacrifice, but it's worth every mile to get to sing for a while. Truth is, I've done it all for free. Always rhymes to be making when you're a dream chaser like me. Last night a new song came to me, faster than I could write it down. Sometimes I wonder if there'll be another. Then another comes around. Time just seems to vanish right before my eyes. You may not understand it, why we live with the sacrifice, but it's worth every mile to get to sing for a while. Truth is, I've done it all for free. Always rhymes to be making when you're dream chasing like me. Always rhymes to be making when you're a dream chaser like me.
You're listening to CJUM 101.5 FM, broadcasting from the University of Manitoba in Winnipeg.
At Winnipeg Record and Tape, 1079 Wellington Avenue, we specialize in factory-sealed vinyl LPs, cassettes, and 8-tracks, as well as an extensive selection of gently used vinyl LPs and both 12-inch and 7-inch singles that span more than 7 decades of musical history. Dig through the bargain bins in the back corner and unearth some forgotten gems. Place a special order through one of our many distributors or check out our music-related book and giftware selections. Visit us online at winnipegrecordandtape.com for store hours and to sign up for our mailing lists to be kept up to date on new arrivals and special events. Winnipeg Record and Tape at 1079 Wellington Avenue. Get yourself some groove therapy today.
The following contest is scheduled for one fall. Making his way to the ring from Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada, weighing in at 225 pounds, representing the letter T, Tyler. And his opponent from Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada, weighing in at 240 pounds, representing the singular letter K around the world, Tyler.
Ladies and gentlemen, folks around the world, the Wylers have hit 1 year of presentation.